Welcome to 2 out of 3 Recommend. I'm Lee.
And I'm Brett.
We're two brothers out of three getting together to chat
and recommend drinks, movies, shows, and things to keep you busy.
Looking at top fives this week, because we've reviewed Batman.
Yep.
And one of the most iconic characters from the Batman universe. We can't do... We can't rank Batman because we did that after The Dark Knight.
Already done that.
And
we've already ranked Jokers.
We've got a whole episode actually ranking Batman. And then we did top five Jokers after The Dark Knight.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do top five movie butlers. Disclaimer... Alfred counts as one character no matter how many people have played
him. I had to check that. I'm like, do we count this Alfred and Michael Caine Alfred separately?
Well, otherwise three of the spots are Alfred.
Yep. I will say...
Yep.
I have three honourable mentions, and they're honourable mentions because I haven't seen them, but I reckon they'd be good.
My only honourable mention is from TV. Because it's an iconic...
There's one when Butler. I was thinking of it, I was like, I reckon this, Lee's going to nominate this because it's been a movie. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Maybe he's not in the movie. Ooh, what's your number five, Lee?
Oh, yeah. I did think about nominating Carson from Downton Abbey.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But he's not technically the butler in the movie.
Ooh, he gets a promotion.
No, he retires.
Oh.
Yeah. So... It's the conniving gay that is the butler in the movies.
Oh, conniving gay.
My number five is Attagor Spartacus from The Birdcage.
He's... Fuck off. I didn't even think of him.
He's a butler.
Is he a butler?
According to Google.
He's a houseboy.
Mm.
Take that as you will.
Mine...
I don't know.
Because I had to do I had to do some Googling.
Now
I'm going
to watch Birdcage again.
And there are some ridiculous nominations.
Yeah.
Like Zazu. Not technically a butler, but the hornbill serves as a major domo to King Mufasa in the film The Lion King.
Yeah. Also, Mrs. Doubtfire is not a butler.
Yeah, that's true.
Uh-huh.
Who's your number five?
This is so obscure. My number five is Max von Meerling from Sunset Boulevard.
Okay.
Very good.
Yeah.
He's very pivotal. He's very loyal, like a good butler.
I will say I thought of my top four on my own.
Yes.
And same. I'm including manservant as butler to get number four in.
Okay.
Problematic, though it may be.
Oh, no.
I love...
Oh, fuck.
No, okay. So, this is what I'm going to say. The movie is, as a whole, can be problematic. The way this character is represented...
Yeah.
...can be problematic.
Yeah.
But the funny fact that Inspector Clouseau can't fight...
Oh, no.
...and Kato does all the fighting for him... Jesus. ...is hilarious.
Okay.
So, my number four is Kato.
Okay.
At least Kato is actually Asian in the film.
Yeah, okay. That's true. My number four is Wadsworth, who is the butler in Clue.
Because you saw that recently, it's Tim Curry.
Yeah, so he's very good and very pivotal to the story.
Okay.
And is very... Tim Curry's great in
it. Tim Curry. Yep. Okay. My number three is Lurch from all versions of the Addams Family.
Same.
I think I really like the Lurch in the TV show Addams Family.
Yep.
But obviously we're not nominating that.
I like Lurch in Addams Family Reunion, actually.
No one does. All right. And so that was your number three.
That was
my
number three as well. Yeah.
You rang. My number two, Riff Raff.
Yep.
From Rocky Horror.
From Rocky Horror.
Because he's great. He has a whole song.
He has a song. And he's, you're wet. And then it's like, how many butlers then kill their master?
Masters, and then take the castle off.
Exactly.
How many, All right. Yeah, he's very. He's a great character.
So I'm just going to assume we have the same number one.
So my number one is Alfred. He's just iconic in all representations, and in terms of impact on the story, obviously the impact varies from movie to movie. And I think Michael Caine's the most involved Alfred.
He's more tech savvy with like helping him out with his gadgets.
Yeah.
Whereas like this Alfred just brings him his tea
and
brings tells his like niece along his or whatever
girlfriend that he's Batman.
Yeah. Not helpful at all, mate.
He's a little bit more meddling than assisting.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. He does also bring him a file occasionally.
Yeah.
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 The Great. Other honorable mention that I had for TV.
Yeah.
Think about the most iconic butler.
Oh, the gay guy that was in the pilot of Golden Girls but didn't come back.
That's great.
Niles
from The Nanny.
Yeah. Niles.
I did think about nominating the guy who in Jerry, the show that they write in Seinfeld,
gets sentenced
to community service to be Jerry Seinfeld's butler. But I knew if your friend Liam is listening to this episode,
we've mentioned the name,
that he would want Niles mentioned as an iconic butler.
Nice.
So there, that's the top five.
Done.
If we've missed anybody, manservant or butler.
I can't believe Attagor Spartacus got on there.
Attagor Spartacus is...
Dinner is served.
Is great. I did think about Igor from Frankenstein.
Yeah, but he's more of like an assistant.
Yeah.
He's a lab assistant.
But he's in this list on Wikipedia of list of fictional butlers.
No.
No?
Not a butler for me.
Okay.
I wonder if there'll be a butler in the movie we're doing next.
What about Delbert Grady from The Shining?
Delbert Grady.
I think he's the barman.
Isn't he the barman that's ghost?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Spoiler.
Red rum. I then also thought, because there's ones that like John Gielgud in Arthur, and then there's a movie called The Butler about a butler.
Yeah.
So I'm like, but I haven't seen it, so I'm not going to put that in there.
Frith is the butler to the De Winter family in Rebecca.
No, not important.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for listening to 2 out of 3 Recommend. We would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which this podcast was produced and pay our respects to elders past and present.
If you'd like to support the podcast and become a member, gaining early access to episodes and an exclusive episode each month, sign up as a member using the link in the show notes.
If there's something you'd like to recommend to us, get in touch on the socials or in our Facebook group.
Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on your podcast app or on YouTube. Leave us a rating and review and tell your friends.